You're obviously so moved by Muhammad Ali and the passing of him. How did he inspire you and bring you to the camera and the microphone?
Well, I, as I've told many people, I was born and raised in Hendersonville, North Carolina. And I was 11 years old in 1960 when I watched Muhammad Ali win his gold medal in Rome. And I happened to be a white kid who was taught to be on the right side of the civil rights movement. I had racist neighbors and racist relatives, but my mother taught me that racism was the ultimate cardinal sin, and that was something in which I would never engage. So for Cassius Marcellus Clay to come back from the Olympics using a slave name to taunt the white establishment automatically made him my hero. And I fell in love with that more than anything else. I mean, the style in the ring, I was in love with that. The persona outside the ring, I was in love with that. But most of all, I was in love with the fact that he was, to me, the bravest and most indomitable of all of the advocates for racial equality in that difficult and spirited time. And so, you know, he's been embedded in my heart ever since. The very first live prize fight I ever attended was Cassius Marcellus Clay versus Sonny Liston, February 25, 1964, in Miami Beach. 3 days later, I began to learn that a man has a right to his own identity, and I was going to have to surrender my love affair with Cassius Marcellus Clay in favor of Muhammad Ali. I don't know that I had a position on the Vietnam War before he taught me that, too. I'm like millions or hundreds of millions of Americans and other citizens of the planet who, beginning in the 1960s, learned a lot of what I think I know about life and love from that man.
And lastly, you know, you're one of the people who had the opportunity to be around him and to travel through the decades as his career ended and it flourished. Can you talk to me about a moment that you had with him in person that moved you?
He babysat my daughter the afternoon of the boxing writers' dinner in New York in 1988. I had to go out and run some errands in Manhattan. I needed somebody to watch my 8-year-old daughter for a couple of hours in the green room of Trump's hotel, the Grand Hyatt. And Muhammad stepped over and said, I'll stay with her. And for 2 or more hours, he taught her magic tricks and told jokes and played with her. And she's 36 years old now, but she'll never forget it.
In a moment like this, you talk to your heroes and tell them what they mean to you. I'd like to thank you for your work in the decades that you've inspired me. Thank you for the time. Radio Raheem with Jim Lampley.